Matt Stringer is the Chief Executive of RNIB, and he joins me for his weekly update. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Alan. Nice to see you again.
Now, well, let's start with a big event which is taking place this weekend. I don't think there are many people who don't know about the coronation, King Charles III at Westminster Abbey. So we've got some stuff to talk about on that. And I think we're going to look at a little bit about volunteering. We're going to look at a bit audio description as well. So it is a big thing. And of course, you know, for RNIB being the Royal National Institute of Blind People.
This is important for us, celebrating the coronation of King Charles. You know, clearly a very, very strong relation over the last 75 plus years with the monarch, particularly the Queen, late Queen Elizabeth II, but also her father, George VI, who was the first formal royal patron of, you know, monarchical patron of the RNIB. So we're still waiting to hear on the patronage. It's due about now. It was always due to come out about the time of the coronation. So we're watching this space to see confirmation of who that will be. But as you say, the R and the RNIB makes us very alert to the coronation. I'm delighted we've got a few things going on in relation. So we were allowed some people to go to the garden party. I actually saw someone on a tube coming home in London who looked like they'd been to a garden party, actually. But Roger Cole, Connect Radio volunteer, you'll know well, Alan, and Ray Salmon, who's got an incredible track record of raising about £500,000 through City Boxes over 30 years, you know, both attended the King's coronation garden party on Wednesday with their wives, and we're delighted that two such, you know, deserving individuals with, you know, massive track record of service to the RNIB were able to enjoy what must have been a once in a lifetime occasion, really. So delighted that we're able to do that. I mean, they're examples of volunteers, and I think, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, this weekend is being used to really push civic society and the benefits of contributing to society, particularly through volunteering. There's the big help out going on over this weekend, particularly coming into Monday. 500 volunteers across the country have been chosen as coronation champions to celebrate the work of extraordinary volunteers. And I'm delighted that we've had two of our volunteers selected, which sounds like we got a bit greedy and got lucky there with two out of 500 across all the charities and different volunteering areas. But two very well-deserving individuals, Anthony Lynan and John Drake, both been nominated. And Anthony and John, you know, as being part of the 500, will receive a signed certificate, which I think is a really important thing from their majesties, I think Charles and Camilla, which will be a fabulous memento, and clearly one of only 500 people to get that in recognition of their great volunteering service for the RNIB.
Indeed, fantastic. And we'll also be able to enjoy the ceremony when it takes place as well. We have BBC and ITV, you know, delivering either audio description or enhanced description of the event. So, you know, great news as well. If you can't take it in visually, the description will be there to paint that picture in your mind.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got a great team internally. Sonali Ray is one of our great people that works in this space with brilliant relations with a whole host of broadcasters. And we've been pushing very hard on general theme of sort of audio description. You know, in my time at the RNIB, writing to retailers, getting them to audio describe their Christmas adverts and all those sorts of things. So, you know, this is the first time that the BBC and ITV are doing it subtly differently. But the fundamental point is they're both offering live accessible commentary either through the red button or through different mechanism on ITV. But fundamentally, blind and partially sighted, whether you're watching it on BBC or ITV, you're going to get a live synchronized commentary. It's not going to be done after the event. So, you know, that real sense of being there and getting it sort of live and raw, I think will be great. And I think this will be a really important event, actually, for us and them to look at and learn the lessons and use to really advance this approach, you know, going forward. This shouldn't be a one-off. You know, it should be a great thing to do, but so well received that it would seem stupid to dial back and not try and push this through further events going forward. So, you know, whilst, you know, I'm really hoping everyone has a really great experience of watching the coronation through this functionality on Saturday, I really hope it opens a door to this becoming much more widespread after Saturday as well.
Indeed, and we certainly hope the weather will hold out too.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's meant to be raining in London. I think you're in Glasgow, Alan, where it's meant to be brighter. But look, I mean, I think actually, I've been reading today, I think it's rained the last two coronations, actually. So I think everyone involved is sort of used to it, in the sense that it's not unusual. I think the soldiers are used to marching around in the rain, and I think the coach has a roof, doesn't it? So I don't think it'll get wet. So it'll be a great spectacle, whatever. So I don't think a few showers in London should spoil it. So very much looking forward to it myself on Saturday.
And if you would like to find out more about RNIB and all its work and services, or indeed you'd like to get involved in volunteering, please do have a look at the website, rnib.org.uk. Call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, or ask your Amazon device to call RNIB's helpline. Time up once again, Matt. We'll catch up again next week, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Alan, my pleasure. I hope everyone enjoys the coronation weekend and the bank holiday. Thank you for having me.